Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 30.
And it shall be, when all these words come upon you, the beracha and the curse which I have put before you, and you shall bring them back to your heart among all the Gentiles where Yahweh your Elohim drives you, and shall turn back to Yahweh your Elohim and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your being, you and your children. Then Yahweh your Elohim shall turn back your captivity and shall have compassion on you, and he shall turn back and gather you from all the peoples where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under the Shamayim, from there Yahweh your Elohim gathers you, and from there he takes you. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you to the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. And he shall do good to you, and increase you more than your fathers. And Yahweh your Elohim shall circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being, so that you might live. And Yahweh your Elohim shall put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you shall turn back and obey the voice of Yahweh and do all his commands, which I command you today. And Yahweh your Elohim shall make you have excess in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground for good. For Yahweh turns back to rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to guard his commands and his laws, which are written in this book of the Torah. If you turn back to Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being. For this command which I am commanding you today, it is not too hard for you, nor is it far off. It is not in the Shamayim to say,
who shall ascend into the Shamayim for us and bring it to us and cause us to hear it so that we do it?
Nor is it beyond the sea to say,
who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us and cause us to hear it so that we do it?
For the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, to do it. See, I have put before you today chai and good and death and evil, in that I am commanding you today to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways and to guard his commands and his laws and his right rulings. And you shall live and increase, and Yahweh your Elohim shall barach you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you do not obey, and shall be drawn away, and shall bow down to other mighty ones and serve them, I have declared to you today that you shall certainly perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you are passing over the Jordan to enter and possess. I have called the Shamayim and the earth as witnesses today against you. I have put before you chai and death, the berecha and the curse. Therefore you shall choose chai, so that you live, both you and your seed, to love Yahweh your Elohim, to obey his voice and to cling to him. For he is your chai, and the length of your days, to dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to give them."